The crows in the pitcher. Two crows had flown all the day long and had not found water the whole day. When they landed to rest, they were both exhausted and parched from thirst. Crows, however, have very sharp eyes and are very clever birds, and one of them spied a water pitcher not too terribly far away. Gathering their strength, they flew to the water pitcher, sitting out on a table, and peered inside. Much to their happiness, they saw that water was inside the pitcher. When the first crow tried to dip his beak into the water, he noticed that the pitcher was only half full, and his beak would not reach down to the water. He tried and tried, but his beak simply would not reach far enough to drink the cool water. His friend had no better luck, and he too tried and tried and tried to stretch his neck into the pitcher so that his beak could touch the water for a drink. "Enough of this," said the first crow. "This is a waste of time and energy. We will die of thirst if we do not soon find another source of water. I'm leaving." With that, the crow gathered his strength, and still greatly fatigued, took flight in hopes of finding more water, somewhere, anywhere. The crow that remained put a wing to his brow and began to think, "How can I make the water come to me instead of me coming to it? Surely there must be a way to get a drink. That water looks so cool and inviting. I must be patient and think." In a few minutes' time, an idea came to him. He found a small pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. He noticed that the water rose just a little tiny bit after he dropped it in. So he dropped another pebble into the pitcher, and the water rose just a tiny little bit more. And he took another pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. And he took another pebble and dropped it in. And yet another pebble, and another, and another, and another. And within the hour, the crow had watched the water in the pitcher rise almost to the top. He then took a long, slow drink of the cool water and refreshed himself enough that he was able to complete his journey. The moral of the story is, little by little gets the job done.